So if and when the war ends in Ukraine, who will keep the peace? What role will Ukraine's nearest neighbours in Europe play? What part will Ireland play? EU leaders Canada, Norway and Iceland talked yesterday by video organised by the French president. And our Europe editor Tony Connolly was reporting that Micheál Martin made an offer of Irish peacekeepers in the event of a UN-backed ceasefire. Jack Power is with us. He's Irish Times Europe correspondent. Morning, Jack.
Morning, Gavin.
Tell us more about what happened at this meeting yesterday.
Yeah, so this followed an initial meeting on Monday in Paris in person with kind of the big defence powers of Europe, you know, France, Germany, the UK as well, Poland, Italy and others, basically trying to figure out how Europe could avoid getting cut out from, you know, a seat at the table at any negotiations between the US, Russia and Ukraine to end the war. So the fear is that, you know, Trump will try and push Zelensky into a deal that is possibly bad for Ukraine and by extension bad for Europe. So that's what's been the impetus behind these, you know, effectively crisis meetings of European leaders this week. And as you said, Micheál Martin joined a call with a wider group of EU leaders that also included you know, some other allies like Canada, Norway and Iceland to debate the same topic, really. And one of the main ways, I suppose, that is kind of emerging as Europe's nearly planned to put itself at the table is, you know, this offer that European powers would provide the troops for any peacekeeping mission that might be needed in the event of a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia. Keir Starmer, the UK Prime Minister, came out with this suggestion saying he'd be willing to put UK troops into Ukraine in the event of a peace. Macron has said the same himself previously. And so at the meeting yesterday afternoon, Taoiseach Micheál Martin basically said Ireland would also consider the same if certain conditions were met. And I should say we're far away from that point at the moment. You know, there will be, you know, you'd imagine protracted and lengthy negotiations that may not come to a conclusion between Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah, I mean, the war is still continuing and President Macron and Prime Minister Starmer are talking about a reassurance force. What would that be?
Yeah, so Ukraine basically wants security guarantees. So it wants to know that if it signs a deal to stop the fighting, that Russia won't simply regroup and in a year, 2-3 years' time, attack again and attempt to take over the rest of Ukraine, basically, if it gives up any territory. So what it's asking for are guarantees. Mainly, it wants them backed by the US. And that would mean, in its eyes, the US troops or Ukraine's membership of NATO, which the US has ruled out pretty firmly. And, you know, Keir Starmer said the same, that if in the event of a peacekeeping force, the view is that it really would have to be backed in some way by the US as well to be seen as a credible deterrent to Russia. So at the moment, you know, the talks ongoing, you know, at a very preliminary stage between UK and France about, you know, exploring how their, you know, air superiority over Russia could be, you know, factor into some kind of peacekeeping troop. But as I said, we're kind of a ways away at the moment. This is mainly a gambit by Europe to say, well, look, we have to be part of any negotiation because, you know, potentially we're the ones that have said we're open to committing troops. The US has been much more ambivalent and to the point where one of the senior Trump officials said that they wouldn't be putting boots on the ground in Ukraine in the event of a deal.
What exactly is, or what's your understanding of what exactly Micheál Martin is proposing for Ireland?
Yeah, as I said, it's still very, very early. I mean, it was quite a, I suppose, hypothetical contribution from Micheál Martin, but it would probably look something along the lines of the peacekeeping force in the Lebanon. So I understand Micheál Martin said that it would have to be backed by some kind of international or UN mandate similar to the UNIFIL mission in the Lebanon. So that seems to be one of the main criteria that the Irish government have put out. But as I said, there's still, you know, a vast amount of details and things that have to be sorted before we get to a point of deciding, you know, what a peacekeeping force would look like, what its mandate would be, how many troops would be in it, how many would the Irish Defence Forces potentially contribute.
Several onlookers have argued that many of the leaders who were meeting yesterday are struggling for relevance here. Are any of them giving any indication that they're likely to stand up to the US here?
Yeah, I think there has been a bit of a coarsening of the language. You know, there's been this kind of charm offensive of most of the European leaders not wanting to get on Trump's bad side. But I think the comments from, you know, Trump himself and also senior US officials and politicians in the last 10 days or so have really indicated this sense and brought home to European leaders that Trump and the US administration are looking to pull back from Europe. They're looking to pull back, you know, as a security ally and one of Europe's, you know, main and longest security allies. So that kind of has sharpened minds a bit to say that, you know, whether we want it or not, you know, we might be on our own a lot more. And, you know, what does that mean for the event of, you know, the Ukraine war coming to an end in some kind of unfavourable position to Ukraine and in a situation that potentially emboldens Russia? And, you know, the concern among European leaders is particularly what that means for the eastern states like Poland and the Baltics, who, you know, who are closest to that threat that Putin poses.
Jack, thank you. That's Jack Parr, Irish Times Europe correspondent. 26 minutes past 7.